Hi, I'm Marcia Weeder, CEO and founder of Dream University and creator of the Dream Coach Process. Thank you so much for joining me tonight or this morning, wherever you are calling in from. And whether you're listening to this teleseminar live or recorded, thank you so much for carving this hour out of your incredibly busy schedule and life. And mostly, thank you for being a big dreamer, because right now, with what's going on in the world during these uncertain and most unusual times, it would be easy to buy into the press of this is not a time to dream. But I'm going to contrast that and tell you that it's never been a more important time for you to have dreams, to go for dreams, and to encourage and help the people around you achieve their dreams as well. And that's why I've put together this very special teleseminar for today, and it really is designed to support you in how to be a dream coach for yourself and to help others. So just a couple of really quick things to get us set up. First, I have to tell you I'm pretty thrilled and quite humbled to tell you that there are over 3,000 people on this call. When I first planned on doing this, I got a bridge line that could hold 500. So shame on me for dreaming small, and thank you for dreaming big. We have people calling in from all over the world, pretty much every continent that I've heard from. I got an email from people today in India. I know that's not a continent, but India. I heard from people in Africa, Australia, North America, including Canada, South America, where we have many certified dream coaches down there. Also from Europe and Australia, and Asia as well. So from all over the world, thank you, and especially those of you that are up at ridiculous hours to hear this call live. My intention and my promise is to make this an hour well worth your time. This call is designed to get you into action on a dream that you're passionate about, even if you are in need of a new one, because I hear that a lot. And before I jump into taking you through the Dream Coach process and methodology, just a couple of things. First, because we do have so many people on the line, it's just going to be impossible to open the line to questions. So if you got the email that I sent out today, you are welcome to email me during the call, and I will answer as many questions as I can in the second half of the call. And that would be, my email is marcia@dreamcoach.com. That's M-A-R-C-I-A @dreamcoach.com. Short questions work best, and I'll do myself to answer and weave the information throughout the teleseminar, but certainly do my best to answer as many questions as I can. How this call came to be was really out of demand. More and more people saying, you know, what is a dream coach and how does it differ from life coaching and what if I can't make it to San Francisco and Marcia, we want to hear from you. Or many people who have heard me speak live or perhaps read my books or the 10 e-books that I've been giving away for the last few months. And they basically said, we want to hear more from you. So we don't do these kinds of calls, I should say. I don't do these kinds of calls very often, but this is a special call. And I only have one request of you. Please do your best not to multitask. I know, I do it all the time as well. But typically at the end of one of my calls, people write and say, I took pages of notes. And to really make this valuable for you, I want to ask you, to the best of your ability, to really stay tuned, to jot down what's relevant for you, and to really set the intention for yourself that you're going to use this call to jumpstart a dream, to get into action on a dream, or perhaps even to create a new dream for yourself. So let's see. Last thing, there will be three times during this call where I invite you to take advantage of the special offer and sign up to attend the Dream Coach Certification Training with me live this July in the San Francisco area. And if you want to have that page up, because it's also the page that has the 10 steps of the Dream Coach process on it, you might want to have up on your computer screen www.dreamcoach.com/today. That's dreamcoach.com/today. People have already been signing up since this email went out last week. We saw 12 new signups, and the Dream Coach training is limited. It's in a small room. It's interactive. And I will, throughout this call, three different times, offer a call to action, invite you to sign up today to save $500, as well as to spread out your payments into four payments. So I just want to put you on alert and aware that that will be coming. And the other thing people tell me that I need to do, although it's kind of strange for me, is that I need to introduce myself. Well, as I said up front, I'm very thrilled to tell you that I am the CEO and founder of Dream University, and I'm leading a dream movement. And what that means is that it's not enough to just be talking about or thinking about your dreams. It's time to take action on your dreams, and that's what this call is all about. The entire Dream Coach methodology is really designed to help people get clear and then take action on their dreams. So we'll be talking more and more about that. For the last over 20 years, I've been coaching, training, and speaking to companies all over the world, sometimes 50, sometimes 5,000, and everything in between, corporations, direct selling companies. I've taught at the Stanford Graduate School for Business. I've addressed executives in fabulous places like China and Prague. I'm leaving next week for the Greek islands, where I'll be doing some speaking on a cruise ship. I also speak at Girl Scout Camp, which is something that I really love. I'm very honored to say that I'm the personal dream coach to Jack Canfield, and that I star in the new version of The Secret called Beyond the Secret with Bob Proctor. I was also just nominated and accepted to be part of the prestigious Transformational Leadership Council, along with luminaries such as Lynn Twist, John Gray, and Marianne Williamson. In my lifetime, I've been a past president of the National Association of Women Business Owners when I lived in Washington, D.C., and I've been in the White House often, where I've had the pleasure of meeting past U.S. presidents Ronald Reagan, Jimmy Carter, and George Bush Sr. I also have been a columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle. That was pretty thrilling because the fourth largest newspaper in the country dedicated a column to what I call a new conversation about dreams, where we launched and hundreds of thousands of people participated in the Great Dream Challenge. I've been on Oprah multiple times, the Today Show, I've been in my own PBS special. I've written four books on how to make your dreams come true, the newest being Dreams or Whispers from the Soul. And at Dream University, one of my greatest accomplishments is that I have personally certified over 1,000 dream coaches from all over the world. So that's a little bit about me. Let's dig into the program. I pretty much mapped this process, this call out, into three parts. In the first part, I want to talk to you about dreams and doubts, which I think are so, so critical. And secondly, I want to actually make sure that I cover the bullet points that I said that I would talk about when we promoted this particular program. And let's see. Then in the second part, I'm going to actually walk you through the 10-step process and invite you to really do some thinking about your own dreams. Hopefully you'll do that throughout the entire program. But I'm going to put some emphasis on some of the critical key elements that are just necessary and I think will really help you get clarity about not just what you want, but about who you are. And then part three, I want to really talk to you about the business of coaching and how you can make money by helping people actually achieve their dreams. And throughout the call, I'll talk about WOW. WOW stands for within 1 week. What action step are you going to take to demonstrate that you're more committed to your dream than to any doubt, fear, or reality? Now, since I know a lot of you on the call have heard me, I will ask your forgiveness for telling some of my favorite stories. But I'm going to start out with a story that you probably never heard me tell, but you might have read about in my newsletter. And that is this. It's been my privilege for over 20 years to teach people how to make their dreams come true. That's the name of my best-selling book, Making Your Dreams Come True, and it's been translated into multiple languages. It's been Book of the Month Club. It's considered a classic in many coaching circles, which I'm very, very proud of. But what I want to talk to you about in this story is the power of actually making somebody else's dream come true. And that's really what dream coaching is about. So I want to tell you a short story about my dad. My father just recently turned 80 years old, and his health has been disintegrating over the last few years. His lifelong dream has been to go on an African safari. And as I started watching his health, I realized, well, I didn't have forever. You know, he wasn't going to be around forever. And maybe I could make this dream come true for him. Now, the doubter voice came in and said, but what about his health, and what about finances, and business is down, and this is not the right time, and you're going to learn a lot from me tonight about how to have a complete shift in your relationship with doubt and fear. So make sure you're taking notes and stay tuned for that. Well, I didn't want to dangle the carrot in front of his nose before he was ready, but as soon as he told me he was starting to feel a little healthier and a little stronger, I said, hey, Dad, you know that dream you have of an African safari? I want to make that dream come true. Well, he got hysterical. At first he started laughing, and then he started crying. And I have to tell you, my dad's a tough boy from the Bronx. My dad thinks it's a sign of weakness to apologize. So I don't get to see him cry too often, and tears of joy. And he literally said, this would be a dream come true. And I said, but Dad, there's just a couple of caveats. One is you have to be healthy and strong. And he said, I'm on it. I'm really motivated. I said, and number two, I hope you guys will think this is funny, you're not allowed to complain. He started laughing. I said, here's the deal. If you're truly in pain because he has a bad back and he has lymphoma, I mean, reality might say it's not a time to do this, but hey, dreamers defy reality. And I said to him, here's the deal. If you're really in pain, you get to, that's not a complaint. That's a serious need. And then you get one free get-out-of-jail card. But beyond that, if you complain again, you have to pay for your trip. And if you complain again, you have to pay for mine. He broke out laughing. Well, we're going. We booked the trip. I talked to him weekly. He told me he's incredibly motivated to get his body healthy, strong. With this dream, he has a renewed lease on life. So dreams come in all sizes, shapes, forms, and colors. A dream is simply something that you want. Not all dreams need to be Mother Teresa dreams. Of course, it's wonderful that many of us have Save the World dreams, but your dream of spending quality time with your family, your dream of being paid well for doing what you love, your dream of coaching and mentoring other people, your dream of being healthy and physically fit, is just as important. So in this process and in the Dream Coach methodology, no dream is too big and no dream is too small. The question is, what do you want? Now, where dreams come from is you make them up. Some of them are based on need. Some of them are based on desire. But the dreams that come from your purpose, that are the expression of your mission, your heart, your soul, those are the most profound. We could even say that standing in your purpose, the quality of your dreams, and the quality of your life will actually change. So what I'm going to talk to you today, or instead of the ABCs of how to make your dreams come true, the simple approach, and then I'll dig down more into the Dream Coach method, we call the CBAs. C, get clear about your dreams. For many people, that's the hardest step. B, believe in your dreams. I'm going to show you tonight that that's a choice. And then A, prove that you really do believe in your dream or your dreams by taking action. Now, I know I've gotten a lot of email from people who are like, well, I want to be a dream coach. How do I go about it? So let me very quickly give you the first call to action. I'm only going to do this three times, and I'm going to keep it brief. Again, if you go to www.dreamcoach.com/today, that's going to take you to a landing page where you can actually sign up during this call. And as I see people come in and actually sign up for this process, I'm going to announce their names in the program. So it looks like we just had a sign up from Christina Hukka, who's actually coming in from Finland, which is thrilling. So again, if you go to dreamcoach.com/today and scroll down to the bottom, you'll see we're offering you a special sign-up today, $500 off, four payments for $748.75. That'll be a payment in April, May, June, and July. Normally, we require that the program is paid the month before the training, but I wanted to spread out the payments for you, make it a little more affordable. So the Dream Coach training, this is July 13th through the 19th, and the reason why I'm going to encourage you to sign up today is, number one, save $500. Number two, four payments instead of larger payments. Number three, If you're wanting to do the program with me, the founder and creator, I encourage you to do it now. We just filled our first Train the Trainer program, and I'm actually training dream coaches who are going to be leading the program in the future. So if you're wanting to do this program with me, I encourage you to come July 13th through the 19th. If you're wanting to earn additional income, you're ready to make a career change, or you're just wanting a profound and transformational week, this is the program for you. The training will sell out. It always sells out. And I'm hoping that it will sell out tonight on this call. So you can sign up anytime. It does ask you to put in your contact information twice, once to make sure that you're clear about our cancellation policy. Our policy is you can always transfer your spot to someone else. If you can't make it at this Dream Coach training, we'll transfer you into the next scheduled Dream Coach training. Right now, we don't have it scheduled. We don't schedule the next one until this one is full. So that's it. You've got that information. If you want to sign up, you can. If you want to ask me questions about the training, email me, marcia@dreamcoach.com. Okay, let's get back to the content. So what happens for a lot of us is we get in touch with our dreams, and then what also comes up are our doubts. So I just want to spend another minute on this, and then I'm going to walk you through the entire process. So inside of us, we have a dreamer that says, yes, I can, and we have a doubter that says, no, you can't, and here are all the reasons why. So ultimately, what we want to do is we want to turn the voice of the doubter down so that it becomes the voice of the realist. The realist wants to know, basically, what's the plan? Where are you going to get the time, and where are you going to get the money to actually achieve this dream? But in the early stages of a dream, or on a big dream, you may not have it all figured out. And it's funny, somewhat ironic, in my travels around the world, what I have found is it's not that people never go to strategy. Let me put it this way. If you have a dream and you never go to strategy, that's called a daydream or a fantasy, like winning the lottery. Not much that you can do to make it happen. However, in my travels around the world, what I find is that it's not that people never go to the planning and the strategy, but rather we tend to go there too soon. The realist inside of us wants to know, what's the plan? Where are you going to get the time, and where are you going to get the money? And what most of us do is we compromise our dreams down to what we realistically believe is possible, as opposed to really exploring possibilities and removing the obstacles and doubts that might have us dream small. So at the Dream Coach Week that you'll spend with me, I will take you through this transformational process. I'm going to go through the steps now, but obviously in a week, we're actually, what happens is I'm taking you through the process while I'm teaching you how to take others through the process. So it's a transformational week for you, whether you decide you ever want to become a coach or not. So what happens is, well, here, let me tell you the dreamer doubter piece with a story. I was giving a talk in Rome, and a woman came up to me, and she had a beautiful thick accent, and she said to me, will you share one of your dreams with me? Now, I will tell you, in the world, most of us don't want to share our dreams. If I tell you my dream, you might laugh at me, I might fail, and then what will you think of me? You know, you might steal my idea, or the really big reason why we don't want to share our dreams is that if I tell you my dream, you might expect me to do something about it. And it's true that when we tell somebody else our dream, it increases the likelihood of actually doing it by like 1,000 times, which is why coaching is so successful. And by the way, because somebody just asked me this question, what's the difference between life coaching and dream coaching? Dream coaching is a form of life coaching, but we put a specific emphasis on helping you find your purpose, clarify your dreams, overcome your doubts and obstacles, and support you in designing the projects, strategies, and action steps. And also, we teach you how to speak powerfully about your dream so that when you do share your dream with other people, they're inspired to help you. So I said to the, I looked at this woman, I thought, well, what the heck? I'm never going to see her again. I'm going to tell her a dream that I've never told anyone. You know those kinds of dreams. We call them lingering dreams. You keep them such a good secret that even you are starting to forget what they are. So you want to get your dreams out of your head, write them down, talk about them. So I looked at her and I said, well, My dream is to spend the summer in the Greek islands writing a novel. She opened her purse, pulled out a business card, and said, I have a villa in Greece. Why don't you come as my guest? Oh, I went. Oh, yes, I did. But first I had to deal with the dreamer and the doubter, kind of inside war inside myself. So imagine, in your left hand you have your dreamer. Part of you says, yes, I can. And on your right hand, you've got your doubter that says, no, you can't, and here's why. And here's what happens inside of us a lot. This is why we procrastinate and we undermine our dreams. The dreamer inside of me says, yahoo, I'm going to Greece. It was handed to me on a silver platter. Surely it's meant to be. We step over to the right side, and the doubter says, I don't know. It's kind of far away, and it's dangerous over there. We come back to the dreamer. The dreamer says, I'm not afraid. Besides, it's just a plane ride. The doubter, throwing both, you know, bombarding me now with its doubts, says something like, well, who's going to run your business while you're out of the country? You see, the doubter and the realist are in collusion. I come back to the dreamer. The dreamer says, that's why I've got an assistant and an operations manager. I'm sure it'll be fine. And then I come back to the doubter from one last great zinger, and it says, but how's it going to look to your clients with you being out of the country for 3 months? And I come back to the dreamer, and the dreamer says, well, I think as a dream coach, it's going to look pretty darn good. Maybe you recognize this form of schizophrenia inside of yourself. Here's what I know for sure. If you have not dealt with your own doubt, and you meet another doubter on the road, their doubt will magnify yours. But if you've dealt with your own doubt, and we'll talk more about that during this program, if you've dealt with your own doubt and you meet another doubter on the road, it's an opportunity to deepen your commitment and your conviction to your dream. So incredibly, incredibly powerful. I just want to take a second and congratulate Paulette Poinier, who has signed up to join us for the Summer Dream Coach Training. She's coming in from Las Vegas. Congratulations, Paulette. You just demonstrated that you were more committed to your dream than to any doubt, fear, or reality. I just got an email from someone who said, you know, I don't have the perfect anything. I don't have the perfect bank account, relationship, home. Why should I think that I can coach someone on their dreams? And I have to tell you, this question comes up a lot. It's not about perfection. It's about intention. And you'll see that as we turn the corner now into the next part of our teleseminar here, and I actually take you through the 10 steps, that intention is the first step. But it's not enough intention. Intention and integrity together form the core building block for manifestation. So in order to be a great coach, you don't have to have the perfect body, bank account, relationship, or home. I mean, I remember when I decided to actually start this process and methodology and training, I didn't like anything about my life. And I asked myself, you know, who will I have to be to actually live my life as a certified dream coach? And I knew that putting the stake in the ground and then putting myself in right relationship with my intention was going to be the very thing that changed my life. And it absolutely did. I moved to California. I'm in a deep, loving, committed relationship, engaged to marry the man of my dreams. I live in a beautiful home. I'm looking out at the Bay Bridge, and it's 85 degrees here. I'm looking at hummingbirds and roses. But more important than that, I have really found my purpose and my meaning in life, and my work and my play is incredibly fulfilling. So people often come to the Dream Coach program. We get both seasoned coaches who have been through other coach training programs and either want a more spiritual and soulful process. We also get brand new coaches, somebody who's thinking, I think I could make a living as a coach, or I would like to have the skill set to help others achieve their dreams. And it doesn't matter whether your life is together. What matters is your intention. So let me take you back to that page, and let me show you where the 10 steps are mapped out. And if you don't have them in front of you, I'm going to spell them out. I know some of you were able to, or many of you were able to download the Women's Day article. That's kind of a graphic pictorial of the Dream Coach process. And it doesn't have every single piece, but I like it because at a glance, you really get a sense of the whole process. Okay, let's see. Somebody just asked me, when is the Dream Coach training? It's July 13th through the 19th. So again, if you go to dreamcoach.com/today, I'm going to show you where you can actually see the 10-step process that I'm going to walk you through. Dreamcoach.com/today. Okay, yes, this is the sign-up page where you would actually sign up at the bottom where it says register now. But in the top third, in large red script letters, it says click here to read the Dream Coach process. And if you click on that, it'll take you to an article that I wrote that talks about coaching. And coaching is really about supportively holding each other accountable. And what I know is the greatest way to learn something is to teach it. So I'm hoping that you're going to be listening to this for how you can use it in your own life as well as to support and help the people around you. So here we go. Step one, set an intention. An intention is like the rudder that will steer the direction for your life. And you can set an intention for how you want to be or for something you want to accomplish or create. And you know, and you can do it for both. The operative word with intention is before. Before you pick up the phone to make an important call, set an intention for the outcome. And if you're calling somebody important, how wonderful to actually say to somebody, gee, my intention for this call is, just like I did, my intention for this call is to teach you about the Dream Coach methodology, and if it's right for you, give you an opportunity to sign up for it today. And I see there's a lot of questions coming in. I'm going to get through the Dream Coach process, and then I'm going to answer as many of them as I can. So number one, you set an intention. But my friends, the road to hell is paved with good intentions, because intention alone is not enough. Step two is about maintaining integrity. And for many people, the training that we do at the Dream Coach process around integrity is incredibly life-changing for them, and it can also be life-changing for your family and your friends and your communities. So integrity, we know it's about, you know, we hear a lot, walk your talk, but when you have intention and integrity together, it literally is about putting your life in right relationship. And in order to achieve big dreams, you need to be willing to take risks. In order to take risks, you need to trust yourself. And in order to trust yourself, this really comes down to making and keeping your agreements. Most of us are better at keeping our agreements with other people than we are with ourselves. And that's why coaching has become a multi-billion dollar industry. So integrity, the way I'm talking about it, is about keeping agreements with others, keeping agreements with yourself, but also at a spiritual level, and this leads us into step three, keeping your agreements with God. So step one, set an intention. Step two, maintain with integrity. Step three, live on purpose. As I said earlier, standing in your purpose, the quality of your dreams and the quality of your life will change. So we have an entire day at the program dedicated to helping you find your life's purpose at a soul level, which is different than finding it at an ego level. And what I would say to you in this call is to live on purpose requires three things. One, that you have a spiritual practice so that you can get quiet, still, and hear that deeper wisdom voice underneath the ego and all the chatter. Two, to live on purpose requires that you know what's unique and special about you, and you find a way to be of service with it. And that would be step three, is to find a way to be of service with it. So one, have a spiritual practice. Let me do A, B, C. A, have a spiritual practice. B, know what's unique and special about you. C, find a way to be of service with it. So that's living on purpose. Now, standing in your purpose, the quality of your dreams will change. So step four is about accessing your dreamer. Again, I said instead of the ABCs, the CBAs, get clear about your dreams, believe in your dreams, take action on your dreams. Writing your dreams down, getting them out of your head, remembering that where dreams come from is you make them up, but aligned with your purpose. This goes back to intention and integrity. And now you're starting to hear that the process is not linear. Even though I'm taking you through steps 1 through 10, at any time we can go back and revisit integrity and beliefs and doubts But the way I'm teaching it to you right now, obviously with language, it's a linear process. So step four is about accessing your dreamer. For many people, the way to discover your purpose and to wake up your dreamer is to go on what I call a passion quest. Take a period of time. You don't have to put the rest of your life on hold. It could be a weekend, a week. I know someone who did it for a year. But basically, you're taking some time to ask the question, who am I now? What is it that matters to me? And in the quest mode, you're actually following it. You're discovering or learning or creating who you are now. It's a confronting question to ask, because I know I did it, to ask the question, how do I want my life to truly be? Especially if you've recently been laid off or the rug's been pulled out from underneath you, maybe a divorce or a sudden change, it takes courage to ask the question, how do I want my life to really be? Because if you're someone who practices living with integrity, the next question must be, and what am I willing to do about it? So a passion quest can be a way of reigniting your passion, getting clarity on new dreams, and also clarity about what's no longer true for you. At a certain level, integrity is also about what do you need to say no more to? What do you need to say no thank you to? What do you need to say that's no longer true for me or about me? Because as you clear some clutter, you make room in your life for new dreams. So on the subject of making our room in your life for new dreams, this is going to be my second call to action. It's exciting for me to start to see people signing up, and I'm going to announce names here shortly. But again, if you go to dreamcoach.com/today, we're now down to, I don't know if we've got less than 10 spots left. So if you're wanting to come and become a certified dream coach, you're wanting to study with me, the founder and creator of this program, you're ready for a transformational week, whether you decide or not. Many people come to the training because it will help them with their direct selling business or their company sends them. But it's your making the commitment and putting the stake in the ground that makes it actually possible. You demonstrate that you're serious, and then people show up and line up behind you. So hopefully with the 4-payment plan that we're offering today, that's today, you'll take advantage of that and get a spot. So dreamcoach.com/today. Okay, back to the process. So as we say yes to our dreams and we start to write them down and talk about them, what absolutely comes up are our doubts. That's step five. So again, set an intention is one, maintain integrity is two, live on purpose is three, access your dreamer is four, learn from your doubter. So ultimately, you'll turn the voice of the doubter down, and the realist will become an important part of your strategy. But if you go to being realistic too soon, trust me, you're going to compromise the dream down to what you realistically believe is possible, and with it, squelch the passion. So the doubter is not the enemy. You want to hear from the doubter, and I'm going to tell you two ways you can do that. First of all, the value of the doubter is it will give you your list of obstacles, and all obstacles are either a belief, I call that an internal job, something you believe about yourself or about your dream or about life, or something that requires a strategy or a plan. So two ways that you can hear from the dreamer. One is to write a letter from it to you, not you to it. It's been hearing from you forever. But my letter would say, Dear Marcia, I am freaked out about this dream that you have. What are you thinking? You know, and it would write, and I would actually give it a period of time. Look, here's the thing. If you're not consciously hearing from it, it often erupts and comes out distorted and sideways. It's the part that can consciously or unconsciously sabotage your dreams. So to hear from it is an incredible practice. So letter writing from it to you, that's one way. Another is to do what I call being the playwright, and this is my favorite way. It's like in a journal I would write M for Marcia, D for doubter, and I'd write M, Marcia, I have a great new dream. Doubter, uh-oh, here she goes again. Marcia, what do you mean? What are you so afraid of? Doubter, well, you know, you're often talking about stuff and not doing anything about it. And I go back and forth with the dialogue. And ultimately, I would get the doubter to give me the list of obstacles. And then I would identify which ones are beliefs and which ones are strategies. And that's what we're going to deal with in the upcoming steps. So step six is believe in your dreams. If you don't believe in your dreams, it's hard for anybody else to. And one of the times that I was on the Oprah show, during commercial break, Oprah came over to me and she said, "Marcia, you know something that I know." I had to laugh because my brain was like, oh, my gosh, I'm having a moment with Oprah. I could hardly think. I could hardly stay present. And I kind of shook myself out of my stupor to hear what she was saying. And what she said was this. Oprah Winfrey said, "You know something that I know. It's all about believing in your dreams." Oprah said that if she had to attribute her success in life to any one thing, it was that she believed in her dreams, even when no one else did. And what I add to Oprah's wisdom is this. Sometimes there's no evidence that your dream is a good idea, or on a really big dream, there may not be a lot of evidence that this is the right time to pursue it. But the question that I have for you here and now is this. Where are you looking for evidence for whether or not your dream is a good idea? My friends, do not look in your checkbook. Do not look at the news or the newspaper or the stock market. Those are the last places to look. The only place to look to decide whether or not you believe in your dream is in your own heart. And here's the question. Can you believe in something simply because it matters to you, not because there's promises, guarantees, or assurances? I mean, I will tell you that over the years, since I've certified 1,000 dream coaches, most of them have enrolled in this training because some part of their heart resonated with it. If they listen to the doubter will give them their list of the reasons why they can't and they shouldn't or this isn't the right time. But they were able to find some small piece inside of them that said, you know what? This is something that I want. I want this week, or I want this process, or I want this system. And they put a stake in the ground, and then intention and integrity, they put their life in right relationship to make it happen. And by the way, in the last section of this call, I'll talk to you about how you can creatively get financing to help you pay for the Dream Coach training. But you don't have to wait for that to sign up. I'm going to give it to you no matter what, and it will be something that will be useful for many of you. So again, we access our dreamer. Often what comes up with our dreams is our doubts, as I talked about with my story and going to the Greek islands. And then the bottom line is putting a foundational belief in. Now, what I want you to know during this call is hopefully you've written down a dream, whether your dream is to be a dream coach or to help other people or to get physically fit. And what you want to write down is a simple belief. In this case, you could just use the generic, I believe in my dreams. Remember CBA. C, get clear about a dream that you have by writing it down. Put it down on paper. B, believe in your dreams. Your attitudes and beliefs are never neutral. They're either moving you forward or holding you back. But a lot of us forget. We choose what we believe. Can you believe in your dream simply because it matters to you? And then ultimately, A, take action to prove that you do. Now, I'll talk more about action when I get to strategy here in a minute. Okay, believing in your dreams, that was six. Number seven, we call that failure can lead to success, but mostly what this is about is identifying what your Achilles heel is. And strengthening it. If you're somebody that tends to procrastinate or overcommit or you have a lot of negative self-talk, you can develop a personal practice to change or develop a behavior. Basically, if I had a negative practice of self-talk where I'm kind of putting myself down, I would want to have a practice of catching myself in the act, putting on a pause button, and saying something wonderful to myself. If I had a Achilles heel of overcommitting, maybe I would have a personal practice that every time somebody asked me to do something, I would say to them, I'm going to sleep on it and get back to you on it tomorrow. So we'll dig down much more on this in the Dream Coach Method. Step eight is about taking serious steps forward. And people go, you're not getting to steps and moving forward until step eight? Well, remember, I said it's not a linear process. At any time, we can go back and revisit our doubts and beliefs or any of the 10 steps. But at a certain point, you have to turn the dream into a project, which is like a goal, and design action steps. And I recommend, especially on big dreams or long-term dreams, to design a project that you can easily accomplish in 1 month or less. 1 month is a short enough period of time to keep your passion ignited, but a long enough period of time where you can produce a substantial result. And one of the things that we always do in the project phase is we then break it into a wow. Wow, within 1 week, what action step will you take to demonstrate you're more committed to your dream than to any doubt, fear, or reality? So if you want to get your true value out of this phone call, well, hopefully what you have written down is at least one dream, personal or professional. By the way, the Dream Coach Method works on any dream. I've used it to help Fortune 500s launch new products and services, and it helped individuals start new businesses, and of course, have certified over 1,000 dream coaches with it. But right now, people are primarily using it to make career changes and to not let money be the thing that stops you. I want you to know that when somebody says to me, let me just kind of finish my thought. I said, 1 month is a short enough period of time to keep your passion ignited, but a long enough period of time, I think I said this, to actually produce a result. If you want to get value out of this, I encourage you to write down clear, get clear about one dream that you're going to use this process on. Write down a belief. For right now, you can write down, I believe in myself, or I believe in my dream. Why? Because it matters to me. That's it. And then A, prove that it matters to you by taking action. You can sign up right now for the Dream Coach training with me this summer, or you could create a wow within 1 week. What's an action step you're going to take to show that you're serious about the dream and not just talking about it, not just thinking about it, but serious about it? And that's what I call step 8, take serious steps forward. Okay, step 9 is about building your dream team. And during this session, we teach you how to speak powerfully and passionately about your dream. If you think about a visionary has a big dream, articulates it with clarity so people get it, expresses it with passion so people are inspired by it, and a visionary, a big dreamer like you, inspires, invites, or what I call, enrolls other people in joining them. So at the Dream Coach process, I will teach you a 4-step enrollment process. And by the way, we have a whole marketing day where we bring in the president of Coach and Grow Rich, who will teach you how to get clients. I bring in someone else who will teach you how to establish yourself as an expert, so clients will come to you through writing and speaking and teleseminars. So one of the things we're most proud of in the Dream Coach training is that it's not just the workshop and the workbook and the process and the technology, and we've had brand new cold coaches who have never coached anyone who by the end of the week have the confidence to be able to take people through this process with the manual and the workbook and the tools that we give you and the ongoing support. You're not going to be left alone, and you're going to have the structure that's going to make it really easy for you to take people through these 10 steps. But one of the things that I teach at that program around this step is something that we call the enrollment process. Enrollment is when you share your vision in a way where people are inspired to join you. Now, the secret here is to learn to make specific requests and make it easy for people to say yes. And if they say no, find out why. Usually people say no because either you're asking for too much or they're not clear about what you're asking for. So they may not even return your call. So the 4 steps in the enrollment process very quickly. Number 1 is to establish rapport. Without rapport, you're not going any further. So as my friend Michael Port refers to this, this is the likability factor. Number 2 is really about building value. You do that by asking good questions. Get them interested in what you're doing by finding out what interests them. Step 3 is about overcoming objections, my favorite step. The way you overcome objections is you go back to more of 1 and 2, establish more rapport, build more value. And ultimately, after you've overcome objections, the final step is to secure an agreement. What next step are we taking together? So we will teach you, at the process how to actually get clients. So that was step 8, take serious steps forward. I'm sorry, that was step 9, building your dream team. And step 10 is about living as a dreamer. So I can teach you the CBAs. I can teach you about intention and integrity and the core principles here. But ultimately, living as a dreamer is about applying this to every area of your life and being a model of integrity for the people around you so that they're also inspired to go for their dreams. Many people would say, well, this is not a time to go for your dreams. This is a time to be realistic. And I would say it's never been a more important time to go for your dreams. And, happy to see that, let's see, it looks like Leslie Harris, yay, Leslie from San Diego, just signed up for the Dream Coach training. So I'm excited to welcome all of you guys. I see there's a whole bunch of questions for me. I'm going to get to that in a second. Excuse me, I wanted to say something about time and money. People typically say to me, I'd pursue my dream or I'd become a certified dream coach if I only had enough money. So typically I ask, how much do you need? And the most common answer is, I don't know, but I know I don't have enough. You see, it's not time and money that kill off our dreams. It's doubt and fear. And we kill off our dreams typically with three little words, but what if? But what if I go for it and I fail? But what if it doesn't happen? But what if I can't make the money? But what if you fill in the blank? The number one way that we sabotage our dream is by projecting our doubts, fears, and worst nightmares into the dream. So through the Dream Coach methodology, we teach you to separate out, you know, again, you could just do it on a piece of paper if you want, split the paper in half, write your dream at the top, and on the bottom, write down what your doubt, fear, and reality is. Your obstacles, your limiting beliefs, your fears around not enough time and money, they go on the bottom. Because ultimately, the question that I or any dream coach that you might choose to work with will say is, which one are you more committed to? Your dream or your doubt? Your dream or your reality? If you've projected your worst fears into the dream, you're probably going to be more committed to your reality because it's going to feel safe. But that's really not how it works. And it really is possible for you to come learn with me or work with a personal dream coach one-on-one. If you go to my website, dreamcoach.com, under Certified Dream Coach, on the left side, you'll see Find a Coach. You can hire a dream coach and work with them. The only way to work with me is to come to the Dream Coach certification. And I don't know how much longer that's going to be happening, so I am urging you to come to the July training so that I can work with you personally and really help you take your life to a whole new level. And don't use reality as the evidence or the place to look for whether or not you believe in your dream. Look in your heart. If this is something that you want, I'll talk to you a little bit about how to make it happen. Somebody asked me to repeat the ABCs. Instead of ABCs, we call it the CBAs. Get clear about your dreams, believe in your dreams, act on your dreams. And let's see, I've got so many questions here and more content that I want to give you. So let me just first make sure. I talked about the difference between a dream and a fantasy, like winning the lottery. In a dream, you can design a strategy for getting there, but if you go too quickly, you might wind up compromising on the dream too soon. I said I would talk a little bit in this last section about how to create a profitable coaching business, and I'm going to talk about that. I do want to say this is my last announcement of the, as promised, my last formal invitation. If you're interested in saving $500, taking advantage of the four payments, coming to the Dream Coach training this summer where you can learn from me. By the way, if you sign up for July and can't make it, we will automatically transfer you to the next scheduled Dream Coach training once it gets scheduled. That will probably be January. If you're looking to make additional income, if you're looking to make a career change, or you're just ready for a transformational week, I want to urge you to take advantage of this. And I thank you so much. We just had another sign up, and that's Darvey Mack from the state of, Auburn, Washington. So that's exciting. So far, we've got a lot of our West Coasters coming in. I do see I have emails from Dublin and from India. I'm going to try to get to those here in just a quick second. Please, if you're wanting to take advantage of the special offer, tomorrow night I'm doing a big teleseminar for another coaching company. So if we don't sell out tonight, we will sell out tomorrow. It looks like Lisa Charles, you also just signed up. And thank you. I want to say thank you for your trust, all of you that have chose to sign up tonight or those of you that are buying books or CDs. Thank you for trusting me. It's hard in an hour like this. I'm sort of talking into the void to 3,000 people and trying to give a lot of information. I can see some of you have questions about what the process is. If you go to dreamcoach.com/today, you'll see the red bullet there that says the Dream Coach process, and the program is spelled out right there, all 10 steps. Step 7 was failure can lead to success, and it's all about creating personal practices. Yes, this program offers 45 continuing education units through the International Coach Federation. We are accredited through the ICF, and all of our trainings do. We also have a program called How to Be an Inspiring Speaker that's also accredited through the ICF. So as I said, we get seasoned coaches, we get brand new coaches who have never coached anyone. It's exciting to have the mixture together in one room. We get people who don't know if they ever want to coach anyone. They come because they want the week with me. We get people who come because they want to grow their downline or bring the skills and the process back to their company. Bank of America, Charles Schwab, Nine West Shoes have sent different people from their organizations. I said I would talk to you a little bit about this training. One of the big benefits of this training over other trainings is you literally are getting certified in 7 days. Most coach certification trainings are 1 to 2 years. And the reason we can certify you in 7 days with the ICF, the International Coach Federation's seal of approval, is that this is a content-specific program. And we're giving you the manual, the workbook, the scripts, the timing, the structure, but also a training process to make it your own. And the content that you're taking people through is what I took you through today. So if you think it would be valuable for you to be able to help people find their life's purpose, clarify their dreams, know what to say no more to, break through their fears and doubts, and ultimately design strategies and shortcuts for achieving their dreams, this might be the training for you. The seasoned coaches and the new coaches love the workbook. We're one of the few training programs that actually does have a structured workbook, and people love it. We have a corporate version of the workbook called Create Your Vision Now. We have a personal version called Making Your Dreams Come True. And we have an advanced program for people who become Dream Coach Group leaders that's called Manifesting God's Plan in Your Life. So, you know, this is really about, you know, teaching you how you can make money as a coach. That's one of the things we're known for. We have a saying that dream coaches get clients. So one of the ways that you can get clients now is you can actually pre-sell this program. What do I mean by that? Is people will often say, hey, I'm going to California. I'm going to get certified with the woman who is Jack Canfield's coach, who was one of the first coaches ever on the Oprah Winfrey Show. And when I come back, I'm going to have this. It usually takes people 12 weeks to go through the entire Dream Coach process and workbook. And most coaches charge about $1,500. I have a few coaches that charge $5,000 to take executives through it, and some people who do it pro bono, so anywhere in between. But if you're charging $1,500, two clients will more than pay for your trip, especially with the discount. It will also take care of your hotel. And once we get closer, we'll help you find roommates. And also, if you're local, you don't have to stay at the hotel. So what I want to say is that the way you can pre-sell it is that you could actually say to somebody, look, I'm going to be charging $1,500 for it, but if you sign up with me now, and maybe even you say to them, and pay for it in advance, I'm going to take three people through the training for half price. Well, if you take three people through the training at $750, you just paid for your training. So I think this is like and people have had great success with this, but it begins by you putting a stake in the ground, making the commitment, and saying, I'm in, and other people will follow you. So Fella Setterbaum from Massachusetts, we have a lot of dream coaches in New England. We're going to be planning reunions on the East Coast. Come on out to California. We'll get you certified. By the way, June 2nd, I'm speaking at a women's conference in Connecticut, so you can email us, and you can come by and meet me there, and that would be great. Okay, I am going to, in hyper speed, answer a bunch of questions, but let me say this. The single most important thing for you to do before you get off this call is to declare a wow. Within 1 week, what action step are you going to take? I'm going to give you a few. Obviously, I'd be thrilled if you signed up to join me at the Dream Coach Training. Some of you might want to read about this in more detail when we get off the call. You can absolutely sign up tonight, take advantage of the discount. We will be sending out tomorrow the link, and so you can listen to the call again. I think we'll have a call-in number where you can listen to it. You can share it with friends if you want. But I think by tomorrow night's teleconference that I'm doing for somebody, Chris Howard and Associates, I really believe that the conference will be sold out. So the other thing you can do is you can sign up to work with a dream coach. Find a dream coach to help you. Another thing you can do is you can go into our free community, Amazing Dreamers, that's plural, amazingdreamers.com. Another thing you can do is read the e-books that we sent out, the 10 free e-books or the articles. Commit to an action step within 1 week. What step will you take to demonstrate you're more committed to your dream than to any doubt, fear, or reality? Okay, let's see. Quick questions. What if you have no idea what you want to do? I'm stuck in lack of passion. I talked about that. Go on a passion quest. Take a period of time to really discover what you love, what moves you, what matters to you, even what angers and frustrates you. If we look at Mothers Against Drunk Driving, great things are done in response to anger or frustration. Passion for me is really discovering who I am now and what it is that I love. I did a passion quest 30 years ago, and it led me into being a dream coach when everybody told me that I was out of my mind, and I went for it anyway. And I just recently did another passion quest when I turned 50, and I'm discovering a whole new level about myself. So it's not necessarily a one-time thing. Why does it seem easier for us to help other people making their dreams come true than it is for us to invent a new dream for ourselves? In other words, why is it simpler to fulfill the dreams of others? I don't know why it's easier, but it absolutely seems to be, you know, I know when I tell somebody else I'm going to do something, I'm more likely to do it. And I know that working with a dream coach, you know, or with me will help you get clarity. Remember, not all dreams need to be life-changing dreams. Your dream of quality time with your family and friends, your dream, look at what area of your life you're wanting to make a change in, and that will help determine what area you want to create new dreams in. And then you can start small. What is something that you want that will bring you great passion and great fulfillment? What would make you happy? That's my operational question every morning. What will make me happy today? And being somebody who used to keep list, now it's no longer about doing a million things. It's the, what are the three things I need to do today that would be fun and easy? People are asking about the hotel where the Dream Coach training is. That's on the website. I think the rooms are about $149 a night, and we'll send you out information to help you find a roommate and help you out with all kinds of details when you get closer. How do I use my work with leaders in organizational settings? It's really cool. I basically, through the passion pyramid, which is a core technology inside the training, I basically help people. It's about having each individual person bring their passion to the team's dream in a way that they're excited about. I'm talking so fast. You know, I might go 2 minutes over here, guys. I'm going to try to answer questions, and I might even go 5 minutes over. And if you can't stay on the line, I understand. But I'd like to answer people's questions. Sandra Besselou, thank you for signing up. We really welcome you. Another one from Washington, so that's really exciting. I have gone into corporations, AT&T, American Express. I talk about visionary thinking versus problem solving, and they love it, and they really respond well to it. And in the Dream Coach, when you come to the training, I'll show you how to get paid gobs of money for this. When I tried to just sell them on making your dreams come true, they wouldn't necessarily buy it. But at the Inspiring Speaker Program, I teach you how to repackage your message in a way that people will be enrolled by it. So when I renamed it, Create Your Vision Now, they all got it. So we know that the most successful companies are driven by vision. I know that's a short answer. I could answer a lot more. How do I recommend that a person identify their purpose? One simple exercise that I offer in all my books and CDs is to look for times in your life that you were passionate, alive, and excited, and look for a common thread. Purpose is usually quite broad. My own purpose is to believe. And the one place you don't necessarily look in your life to see if you're living in integrity with your purpose is in your existing life. You can look in the past to see what you were passionate about before, and when you find a common thread, that will put you on the right track. So that will get you started. I'm new to coaching but don't feel confident enough to start. You know, one of the things I would recommend is work with a coach one-on-one so you can see how easy it is, especially when you have the structure and the process in front of you. I'm currently getting certified as a resource realization coach. That's awesome. I recommend I take some time to to coach some paying clients with skills I'm learning before. No, I mean, you know what? The most successful coaches are always, we're always developing ourselves. So we often have people from Resource Realizations or CTI, the Coaches Training Institute, who are in the room with us. You know, they're working on multiple things. But what's cool, like if you're deciding, wow, do I want to sign up for a year-long program or a week-long training, come to the Dream Coach Training if you can. Get certified, go get clients, start making money, and then you'll have more money to spend for ongoing trainings. Somebody asked, what's a passion quest? For me, a passion quest is when I take a period of time to follow what I love. Passion is the excitement. Quest means I'm actually doing something about it. I hope you guys are hanging in there. I'm doing my best here to get through. I'm just a handful more. One says, I want this so bad because I know that I need it for me and I need to do this for others. I have the flight covered and I'm working on the accommodations. That's awesome. Make sure that you sign up if you haven't already so that you make sure that you have a spot. Do we have a price for a couple? Email me. I'll email you back and we'll see where we are if we have any spots left tomorrow. But right now we are giving $500 off. So for a couple, that would be $1,000. If I were you, I would grab my spot, Gregory. Grab your spot so that you know you have it and you've locked in the lower rate. And then contact me, and I'll see what we can do about a second person and giving you a rate. I love when we have couples in the room. We have many, many couples who have gone through this training. Okay, let's see. Dream team. The secret about dream team is your ability to articulate your dream with clarity and then to take action. If you don't believe in your dreams, it's hard for anybody else to do it. So I would say what's really important is for you to demonstrate that you're serious about your dream by taking action on it. That's what people are going to be looking at around you. Let's see. I'm just going to do about three more here. Let me see. Thank you. Oh, thank you. I've gotten sweet thank you messages. I have a dear friend who's deaf. I have a sister who is deaf who would like to also be part of this process. Would you be able to send me a transcript that I would send her? I don't have a transcript of this call, but I did just donate all of my books, and I don't have the company's name off the top of my head, for them to do large print. So, Brenda, follow up with us after the fact, and we'll make sure that you get that information for your friend. Okay, let's see. I think I've got one or two here. Can I sign up now and cancel if I'm unable to raise the money? Well, you'll lose your deposit because we're all about integrity. So what can happen is if you can't raise the money, we'll transfer you if you need to the next Dream Coach training. So that would give you till January to raise the money. You know, or you can send somebody else in your spot, but you'd have to find the person. So I'm excited that you're passionate enough where it's like, I want to do it, but you have to put the stake in the ground. So the question here is filled with doubt. Instead, I would say, I'm committed to signing up, and I'm going to raise the money. I'm going to make it happen. So I know that so many of you, I know I'm a couple of minutes over here, and there's still questions coming in. Come to the Dream Coach Training, and I'll answer all your questions one-on-one. Come learn with me and be in a room full of other phenomenal people who are all committed to creating new dreams and making their dreams come true. And I'll close with my favorite story, and it's about a two-minute story, so if you can hang in there, that would be great. As a speaker, I've been on the speaker circuit now for over 20 years. What I want to say is, we have often have a signature story, so here's mine. It's a story I always close with. If you're thinking that your dream is too big or that you have obstacles, let this story of this amazing young man inspire you to put a stake in the ground. I was giving a talk in Portland, Oregon, and this young man came over to me and he said, "Thanks for your talk today. It really touched my heart. You see, I'm a long way from home." And I said, okay, last question. Somebody's saying, will you be teaching in January? I will probably still be teaching a good part of it, but I don't know exactly what January looks like. And that's it. I'm done with questions. I'm going back to my story. So I apologize. I'm so sorry for any questions I didn't get to. And hopefully listening to this call again will answer more of your questions, especially about the Dream Coach process and methodology, the 10 steps. You do have them written out in the Women's Day article and on the dreamcoach.com/today page. Okay, so this fellow said to me, he goes, "I'm a long way from home, and your story really touched my heart." And I said, "Oh, really? I travel a lot, too. Where are you from?" He said, "Well, I'm from Kenya, Africa. I'm part of the Maasai warrior tribe. And I just stopped dead in my tracks. I said, well, what are you doing in Portland? He laughed and he said, that's really the story. When I was quite young, I became ill and my mother took me to a nearby doctor. And from that day forward, my dream was to become a doctor, but it was impossible. There was no training available and you just didn't leave the tribe. It just wasn't done. He said, I kept my dream alive. I shared it with everyone, and everyone, including my own family, rolled their eyes at me, told me it was a fantasy, and told me to forget about it. But I couldn't forget about it, Marcia. It was like this burning desire inside of my heart. He said, and one day, recently, around my 18th birthday, a visitor came from your country. It turned out that this man was a writer for the Washington Post. He wrote my story, and a couple of weeks later, a couple in Portland read it. Within a matter of months, I was invited to apply for undergraduate work, and believe it or not, I was accepted at the University of Portland. Well, I looked at him, my mouth just dropped open. I said, that's incredible. And he said, no, actually, at that point, it was really painful because my family did not have the resources to send me off to follow my dream. They didn't have the money to send me to America to become a doctor just because it was what I wanted more than anything else. He said, I did the only thing I knew to do. I got on my knees and I prayed for a miracle. And Marcia, that's what I got. Four families each came forward. Each one made a commitment, 1 year apiece, to feed me, to house me, to buy my books, to basically love me and be my family while I was so far from home. Well, I was just a puddle. Hearing this story, I was so deeply moved, but what he said next really stayed with me. He said, you know, it wasn't until I heard you speak today so passionately about dreams that I got really clear about what I need to do. I must become a doctor, of course, that's my dream. But then I must go back to my tribe. I must be an example that no dream is impossible. And the extraordinary things that can happen when we gather together as a tribe. And my friends, for me, that's primarily what dream coaching is all about. We're a community of people who are committed to achieving our own dreams and to helping others achieve their dreams and ultimately supporting the dream of making the world a better place. And because you joined me on this call tonight, or listening to it as a download, however it came to you, I know that you, too, have the heart of a dream coach. So whether you ever come and get certified with me personally or work with me and we get to meet, what I know is that because you're committed to your dreams and helping other people make their dreams, you have the heart of a dream coach. So if there's any feedback or comments or anything that you want to send to me as a follow-up after this call, you have my email, marcia@dreamcoach.com. I can't promise to respond by email to all of your inquiries because I am getting ready to leave the country. I'll be traveling for a month as I make some of my dreams come true. I'll be speaking at the YWCA for Girl Scout Camp and some other different companies and then going on vacation with the man that I love. So I apologize for going a few minutes over. I wanted to do my best to answer your questions, to leave you with an inspiring story, and mostly to leave you with this. Your dreams matter. Put a stake in the ground. Set an intention for creating what you want and for being who you're called to be. The most important thing that you can do out of coming out of this call is to take action on your dream to demonstrate you're serious about making your dreams come true. Thank you again for staying on the call, for participating with so much interest. I wish that we could be open in our dialogue, but I want you to know that I feel your heart and I feel your support, and I certainly hope that you feel mine. God bless you. God bless your family and friends, and may all your dreams come true. Bye now.